The fourth parak, Mishnah, if Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shachal Yos B'Shabbos, if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYusokim, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow the shofar V'alo B'Medina, but not outside either the Beis HaMikdash or a different shita outside of Yerushalayim. Chazal instituted that we should not blow on Shabbos, the concern that we may carry the shofar Arba Amos in a Rishus HaRabim, but in the Beis HaMikdash, because that is a Shfus, an Isser D'Rabbanan, a decree that we don't come to violate something in the Beis HaMikdash, that would not be inapplicable. So it stood that they would blow in the Beis HaMikdash even when Rosh Hashanah was on Shabbos. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, we're going to see here the first of a number of takanas by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Hiskid Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shiatokim b'chol makom shiish bo beistin. He said we're going to blow in every place that has a standing beistin. It's a machlokas with which whether this means only of 23 or even a standing beistin of 3, that they would blow in front of the beistin even on Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, ela b'yavna bilvad. Rabbi Elazar, the view that the takana was only that you can blow in front of the Sanhedrin Agado when it was located in Yavna, but no other based in Amrullah. But they responded back to Rabbi Elazar, that's incorrect. The takana was echad Yavna, ve'echad kol makom shiish bo based in, whether it was in Yavna, and every other place that there was a based in, he instituted that you could still blow even on a Shabbos when it was Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Beis, v'odzos ha'isayu Yerushalayim Yaseira Yavna. And Yerushalayim was superior to Yavna in another way. Shekol ir shiroa v'shoma'as ukrova v'yichola lavo. That any city, when it came to Yerushalayim, that was, you could see Yerushalayim from it, and you could hear Yerushalayim, and it was within 2,000 amos of Yerushalayim, and it would be possible to come. In other words, there was no barrier like a river preventing somebody to come. Tokim, even in those cities, they were permitted to blow when Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, but when it became to Yavna, B'Yavna lo ayutokim ela b'beistin bilvad, it was only in front of the beistin itself. Mishnah Gimel, we're going to start another four takanas by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Mishnah Gimel, Barishana hayahalulav nita b'mikdash shiva uv'medina yom echad. Initially, based on two psukim in the Torah, a pasuk in the Torah, one place it says that the lulav, the arba minim, are taken all 7 days. In one place it says only 1 day. So the Gemara explains that in the Beis HaMikdash it's taken all 7 days, and in Medina, either outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside Yerushalayim, it's only taken the first day of Sukkot. Shechar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted she lulav nital b'medina shiva zechel HaMikdash, that the lulav should be taken in the Medina, either outside of Yerushalayim, outside the Beis HaMikdash. This is except for Shabbos, but in any case, fundamentally, you'll be taking all 7 days of Sukkot to remember the Mikdash where it was taken all 7 days. So that was the first additional takan, and the second additional takan that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted is Sheya Yom Hanef Kulo. Also, Yom Hanef is the day of the waving of the Korban Omer. That's why it's called the day of waving, and that is the second day of Pesach, where they would bring the Korban Omer, the Korban Omer, to permit the chadash, the new grain, and he instituted that the entire day should be prohibited. You cannot even have it until the nighttime, even though when we had a Beis HaMikdash, as soon as you brought the korban, but his concern was that if it's permitted when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash from the morning immediately, then people are going to get accustomed to having the chadash, the new grain, which is prohibited midoraisa until we bring the korban. When we don't have the korban, it is permitted from the morning, but people are going to get used to it, and when we have the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to forget that you have to wait until the korban ha'omer is brought. Accordingly, he instituted we have to wait the entire day, second day of Pesach, until night, and then only then is the chadash permitted. Mishnah Dalit starts the third additional decree by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Barishona ayu mekabli meidas hachodesh kol hayom. Initially, when the Edim used to come and testify that they saw the new moon after the 29th at night, beginning of the 30th day at night, they would come the entire 30th day and testify that they saw the new moon. Pamachas nishtau ha'edim elavo. One time, the Edim that they were testifying, they delayed in coming up, and they came after the Zman, the time of the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, and Venis Kalkalu Alevim Mishir, at the Tamid Shalbein Harbaim, the Levim, they would sing the Shir Shal Yom, not only in the morning, when the Tamid of the morning was brought, but also in the afternoon, and they said the wrong Shir Shal Yom. They didn't know that Edom would come and testify that indeed that day was Rosh Hashanah, and they said the Shir Shal Yom of Chol, of a weekday, or didn't say any Shir Shal Yom. Accordingly, because we need to say the correct Shir Shal Yom, Hiskinu, they instituted Shal Yom Mekabli Mela Ad HaMincha, that they would only accept the Edom coming to testify that they saw the new moon the prior night, only up until Mincha, in other words, up until the time that the Levim would be saying the Shir Shal Yom. And if they didn't come by then, they would say the Shir Shal Yom of Kol, and the next day would be made Rosh Hashanah. But Vimbo Edim in a Mincha Lamala, in fact, if the Edim did come thereafter, they said the Shir Shal Yom of Kol, nonetheless, Noagim also Yom Kodesh Lamachar Kodesh, they would still act as if that day, which was no longer going to be Rosh Hashanah because the Edim did not come, but they had to be strict and not do Malacha on that day as if it was Rosh Hashanah until the end. And also, the real day of Rosh Hashanah, Ulamachar Kodesh, was kept as Rosh Hashanah. Also, they couldn't do any Malacha because that was really Rosh Hashanah. Mishachar Beis Amikdash Iskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Now we have the Takana, the third Takana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. In that regard, Shemikabli Meidus HaChodesh Kol Hayom, he reverted to that we, when we don't have the base of Mikdash, we don't have the concern of the Levim saying the wrong Shir Shal Yom, we can accept the Eidus HaChodesh, the Eidim coming all day on the 30th day in order to proclaim it Rosh Hashanah. Fourth institution of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rama Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Ve'od Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai also instituted Shafilu Rosh Beistin B'chol Makom. We mentioned previously in the prior parak that when people used to come and they used to testify, the head of the Beistin had to declare Mekudesh Mekudesh, or at one time Mekudesh, he had to declare that it's Rosh Chodesh, and it was fundamental that it be the Rosh Beistin. So what happens if the Rosh Beistin is not where the Beistin itself is? So would they have to go to where the Rosh Beistin is, because he was the one who had to proclaim that it is Rosh Chodesh? So in fact, before this Takana, they would go to where the Rosh Beistin was, even if he wasn't with the Beistin itself. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai instituted wherever the Rosh Beistin is, that's not relevant to the Edim. Shelo Yehua Edim Cholchim Ela L'Mikpam Avad. The Edim should only come to where the Beistin would meet. And if the Rosh Beistin wasn't there, then they would find somebody else on the Beistin to proclaim the Rosh Chodesh as Mekudesh. Mishnah Hay gets into an interesting discussion on a regular Yontif. We have seven brachas in the Shmoneh Esrei, in Musaf in particular, we're going to be talking about. So we have the regular first three, and then we have the last three, the same as every other Shmoneh Esrei of the year. And in the middle, on a typical Yontif, we have Mekadish Yisrael V'Hazmanim, which is Kedushas Hayom. We discussed the Kedusha of the Yom. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we have nine brachas total, because we add in, as is known, the Malchios, Yichonos, and Shofaros, but we also have additional brachas. We have the Kedushas Hashem, which is HaMelech HaKadosh, the last of the third typical three. We change from HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, and we also have Kedushas Hayom, and we only have nine brachas. So that what we're grappling with in this Mishnah is Malchios is joined into one of the other brachas, and we have the Machlokes. Is it joined into the third bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Kedushas Hashem? In other words, is it joined in when we say HaMelech HaKadosh? Before we say HaMelech HaKadosh, we're going to put Malchios in with that bracha, or we're going to put it into the fourth bracha, which is Kedusha Sayom, and say Kedusha Sayom and Malchios together. So Seder brachos, when it comes to the Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, Omer, the first three, the typical three, Avos, Ugvuras, which is Mechaye Mesim, Ukedusha Hashem, which is HaMelech HaKadosh, Vikolo Malchios Imaim, and we put Malchios together with the third bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, Veino Toke, and there's no Tkias HaShofar. There's no Tkias HaShofar, even though we said Malchios. But then we say the fourth bracha, Kedushas Hayom, and then Vesokea, we blow Vizichronos, Vesokea, and then we have Zichronos, and we blow Vishofaros, Vitokea, and we blow on Shofaros. So we're blowing three times. It's the Musaf, that is our Minag, but our minhag is to do it with Malchios, and here we have the first opinion that it's not blowing on Malchios. The first blowing is on Kedushas Hayom, and Malchios, we already said previously, with the third bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, Ve'omer, and then we finish the Shmoneh Esrei, Avoda, the last three, Ve'oda, Modi, Mabirkas Kohanim, with Sashim Shalom, Divrei, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Amalo, Rabbi Akiva says, Himeino Tokeo Malchios, if we're not going to have Tkiyash HaShofar on Malchios, Lama Humaskir, why are you saying tenfold psukim, just like, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, just like you have tenfold psukim for Zichronus and Shofaras, but if Malchuyos is not going to be blowing the shofar on it, why do you need to have such extensive tempsukim on it? Ella, but rather, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. He says, Omer Avos, Ugvuras, Ukudash Hashem. Those are the first three standard brachas. And then the Kol Malchus im Kedusha Sayom, you don't put Malchus with bracha number three, you put it with bracha number four with Kedusha Sayom, and then you're Sokeya on Malchus and Kedusha Sayom, which is a combined bracha. And then you have Zichronus v'Sokeya, and you have Shofaros v'Sokeya. So we have the Tkia Shofar on Malchus, Zichronus, and Shofaros, the Omer Avoda, and then we have the last three, V'Omer Avoda, V'Hoda, Modim, Bigras Konim, and Sim Shalom. Mishnevav, as we just mentioned, that we have 10 Psukim for each of Malchus, Zichronus, and shofaras. The Mishnah says, "Ein pochasi ma'asra malchios." We don't have fewer than 10 psukim for malchios, masaros, zichronos, 10 for zichronos, masaros, shofaras, and 10 for shofaras. Rabbi Yochanan ben Ori Omer, imamar shalosh shalosh mekulan yasa b'dieved. If you only said 3 for each of those malchios, zichronos, and shofaras, you're yotze. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees, you should be saying 10. Ein maskirin zikaron malchus v'shofar shopuranets. And when we're saying the psukim, we have to make sure for whether it's in malchios, zichronos, shofaras, we shouldn't say psukim that represent that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is angry with Kol Yisrael. This is a day of optimism. Maschil b'tahora, the order, the ten psukim, according to the first opinion, is you start with the Torah, umashlim b'navi, and you have at the end is the Navi. So in other words, the order is Torah, and then ksuvim, and then neviim. Rabbi Yossi Omer mihishlim b'tahora yatsa. This is the Gemara tells us we have to change the text of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is saying that you should be mashlim with the Torah. That is what you should be doing. In other words, have 3 of Torah, 3 of ksuvim, 3 of neviim, and at the end come back to the Torah. But if you didn't come back to the Torah, you simply said the fourth one. In other words, you had 3 of Torah, 3 of Ksuvim, and 4 of Nevi'im, you're also Yotze, Yatza, B'dievin. Mishnah Zayin. However, somebody who comes, we divide up the chazanim between Shacharis and Musaf. So in other words, during the Musaf, the second person to come in front of Hasheni Maski, it's during the Musaf that we have the Kiyas HaShofar, Bishas HaHalal, and other Chagim, not on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we don't say Halal, but on Chagim that we do say Halal, Harishon Makres HaHalal, it's the first person. In other words, this Halal said during Shachris. Mishnah Ches, Shofar Shal Rosh Hashanah Ein Marvirin Alav Etachum. In order to do the mitzvah of Shofar, we can't violate any Isser, including the Isser of going out of the Tchum in order to get the Shofar, or if somebody is out of the Tchum to come and hear the Shofar. V'imafachim Alav Azagal, if the Shofar is covered by a pile of rubble, that is Muksa, we can't take out the rubble, we have to forego the mitzvah of Shofar. Lo Olim Ba'ilam, we can't climb up a tree, that is an Isser Durabanan, so we don't take off a branch. Lo Rochim Al Gabe Be'ema, we can't ride an animal to come. If somebody's not feeling well to get to the Tkiyash Shofar, it's an Isser Derabanan to ride an animal because we may tear off a branch to whip the animal. V'lo shaltin al panei ha-mayim. And we don't travel, for example, on a raft, on a boat, because we may build a boat. That's an Isser Derabanan to not go in boats on Shabbos. V'inchot or yontif. V'inchot chim oso bein bedavar shumi shum shvus. We also, if we need to get that shofar in shape, we're not permitted to cut it with something that would violate an Isser Derabanan, like cutting it with a knife. That's b'shinoi. Or cutting it in a way that would be an Isser D'oraisa, like a saw, that is not with the Shinoi, that's the regular way. We cannot violate any Isser in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. We're obviously talking about a Yom HaChol, because when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't blow. Aval yimrata liten l'sol chamayim o yayin, yiten, if you want to put into the shofar water or wine in order to improve the voice, that is not changing fundamentally the shofar. You're not having a real tikkun in it. The shofar was usable beforehand, and now you're just improving the kol a little bit. That would be permitted. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't blow. But if the children are blowing, we don't have to stop them. In fact, we can even help them and teach them how to blow, because fundamentally it's a derabanan to not blow on Shabbos when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, so we can facilitate, we can even assist them in their blowing, teaching them how to blow. V'amisaseh, if somebody is blowing for a different purpose, for example, he's blowing the shofar to wake somebody up, he's blowing to practice, so he has nothing in mind at all relating to the mitzvah, lo yatzeh, he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah. V'ashomea mina misaseh, if somebody's listening to somebody who's misaseh, who's blowing for a different reason other than the mitzvah, that person also is lo yatzeh. Mishnah test. Seder Tkios, the blowing of the Tkios during Rosh Hashanah. Shalos, we blow 3 sets. We have a set during Malchuyos, we have a set during Zichronos, and we have a set during Shofar, Shal Shalosh, Shalosh, and each one is made up of a Tekiah, Trua, and a Tekiah. In other words, we're blowing three times, and each one has three kolos, Tekiah, Trua, and Tekiah. On a Doraisa level, we only need to blow the Shofar nine times on all of Rosh Hashanah. Shir Tekiah, Kishalosh, Truas. The length of a Tekiah is equal to three Truas, so we're going to read it La'alacha L'maisa, not how the Meforshim explained the Mishnah. So in other words, the Tekiah is three times longer than the truas, shir trua, kishalosh yavavah, and the shir of each of the truas is three times a yavavah, which is a really short whimper. Taka b'rishon, if somebody is blowing, and he's blowing set, so the first set, for example, tkia, shrayim trua tkia, and he blows the first tkia normally, a normal length, umashach b'shnia kishtaim, and at the end of that set of tashrat, ta, at the end, the last tkia he blows doubly long in order to fulfill the Tkia of the first tkia of the second set, of the second blowing that's coming right after it. So Tashrat, we're talking about the last tkia of the Tashrat, because he wants that tkia extra long to count for the tkia Shraim Trua, the next tkia right afterward, Ein Biado Alachas, because you did a long blow of a tkia, it doesn't mean that it'll count for two tkias. You have to have each one being a separate tkia. Misha Beirach V'acharkach Nisman Elo Shofar. Somebody who daven the Musaf didn't have a shofar and thereafter gets a shofar, he doesn't have to daven again in order to hear the tkia shofar on the Seder of the Musaf, on the Seder Malchios Yichon of Shofaras. Rather, Tokeo Mir of Esakia Shosh Marmim, he has to do tkia, Trua, tkia, three times each, a total of nine kolos to fulfill the mitzvah mideoraisa keshem shashliach tzibur chayav. This is getting back to our concept that we discussed in a number of places in the masechta, that in order to fulfill a mitzvah, the person doing the mitzvah has to have in mind to be motzi somebody, and the person who is being yotzei, the person who is hearing the person, he also has to have in mind. So we each need, for example, when tkiah shofar, the tokea and the listener both have to have in mind that they're being yotzei the mitzvah. How does that apply to a shmoneh esrei? So the Mishnah says kishem sheshaliach tzibur chayev, just like a shaliach tzibur is chayev to say an individual silent shmoneh esrei for himself. Kach kol yachid v'yachid chayev. Anyone who knows how to say the shmoneh esrei is likewise obligated to say their own shmoneh esrei, and they cannot be yotzei via simply listening to the chazarat hashatz. Rabbi Gamliel Omeri disagrees. The tzibur can be motzi the tzibur their obligation, if the person, even if somebody who knows how to say the Shemoneh Esrei simply wants to listen to the Chazarat Hashatz, he can fulfill his mitzvah that way and doesn't have to say a private Shemoneh Esrei.